Case number 10396, Laurel Grain Company, north of Road 28, 1,219 feet west of U.S. Route 1, U.S. 13, excuse me, a variance from the minimum lot width required for a parcel.
Name and address, please.
Burton Messick, 26677 Fire Tower Road, Laurel.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to request a variance on the frontage of a lot that we want to subdivide. Here's a map. What we're trying to do, Laurel Grain Company, is doing a land swap and subdividing lot one out here and going to transfer that to the Southern Delaware Truck Growers Association in exchange for a parcel here that fronts on our property.
Okay.
And the frontage down here on this lot one is only 97 and a half feet. And the minimum lot size for AR1 is 150 feet. So in order to subdivide this out, we are requesting a zoning or a variance on the road frontage.
Is that the only access to the parcel?
Yes.
How many acres is that parcel?
This lot that's being subdivided is 6.74 acres. This lot one is 6.74.
Is there a structure on it?
No. It's all wooded. It's all wooded land.
And lot two will be how much acreage?
Lot two will become 7.51. That's also wooded.
You're keeping lot two?
We're keeping lot two.
Lot one, you're swapping.
And lot one, we're subdividing out and swapping to the block in exchange for this parcel right here, which is only about, I think it's about a half of an acre.
And the company you're swapping with was what?
The Southern Delaware Truck Growers Association, Lower Auction Market.
Okay.
So how will you access your property?
There's access, well, it's through the back of our property, but it's also off of Mumford Lane,
okay,
which is a private road in the back there.
Gotcha.
So what's that, what's the property in between the block and the one you're talking about, that little, is that where the mobile home sits?
What, this one?
Down below.
Oh, this one down here? Yes.
Yeah.
That's a mobile home.
Who does that belong to?
James Smith.
Okay, so it's totally separate.
Yes. As well as there's a lot on this side that belongs to William Hearn. That's separate. And then the lands up here is to the Better Homes of Laurel, which is Carville Gardens and those parcels.
Okay.
And the standards for granting a variance?
It will not change the character of the neighborhood because it's still a wooded lot, and it's going to, as far as I'm concerned or as far as I know at this point, it will remain that. We did not create the condition because it was purchased that way in 97. The whole parcel itself was purchased in 97. It's a wooded parcel, and we don't think it's unique in any way. It cannot be developed unless we get the variance because there's no, we can't subdivide it out and can't do anything else with it. And it will not impair the development of any adjacent property.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Two. Okay, would you like to come forward? Be sworn in.
Name and address?
Michelle Cubbage, 10573 Mumford's Lane.
That is?
Laurel, Delaware.
Okay. You going to testify?
You want to testify, sir?
Okay, ma'am. Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, ma'am.
Mr. Messick says that it won't affect the quality of life. Everything that Laurel Grain does now affects the quality of life on Mumford's Lane. The group of trees that they are talking about are in front of our home. When you stand in our front yard and you look out, you see their towers. Their towers run when the corn is being dried 24/7 with no stopping whatsoever. The block, our house is here. The block is here. They are here. By them switching lanes with the block to give them this access, there is a church on Mumford's Lane. There are three houses on Mumford's Lane. It is a private road that we are maintaining. If the block now has access to go through there with trucks, that will affect us. If they build another tower, which trees have already been taken and they have been quartered off, then that will affect us. We will absolutely be looking the same as looking at Mr. Calloway. That is where we would be looking at another granary going in or another tower. We have approached Laurel Grain and asked them upright and up front, tell us honestly what you're doing. The house on the end of our road is now up for sale because of this. The house next to us is going up for sale.
Ma'am, you can address the board.
This affects the way of life totally. I understand that the block, I think it's great. I think Laurel Grain's been there a long time, but they are not good neighbors. And there are people. There are three houses. You cannot drive through Mumford's Lane. There are three houses with the church on one end, and our three houses are on the other. So it does, in fact, affect us. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Is there anyone else here with any opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I have one more question for the applicant.
Sir, you come back up here, please.
Would you tell me, I think you addressed this before, but how does this affect the way your trucks come in and out? Does this acquisition or swap affect the transportation of grain in and out of?
No, it has no effect on that. The all trucks entering and exiting Laurel Grain uses this access road here off of Route 9.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Off of Route 9. But there will be no trucks or any traffic on Mumford Lane at all.
So that's Mumford Lane at the top.
Right.
So this parcel goes up to that.
This is the parcel that we're talking about here,
right? And it ends on the north side where? Right there.
Right there.
So this parcel, this application has nothing to do with Mumford Lane.
Correct.
Okay.
Nothing to do with Mumford Lane at all. This is just we're just asking for the variance down here where it borders on Route 9.
But I mean, this in no way affects transportation on Mumford Lane.
No, there will be no trucks at all on Mumford Lane. Like I said, all our trucks going in and out of Laurel Grain Company use this access road right here, coming out on Route 9.
Thank you.
So do you own back to Mumford Lane?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Is there bends back there?
Yes, there are some bends back there, close to it, yeah.
They've been there for a while?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 10,396 under advisement.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we take case number 10,396 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case also, sir, has been taken under advisement. You could stay if you would like. There may be a decision made here later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning after 9. Okay?